You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
Hi, Barb. How are you? I don't get to see you today. This is very sad.
I know, but we will be together tomorrow.
Yes, I know. You're coming over because you have to bleach Frankie's hair. That's a whole other situation.
I'm very excited to do it. I got some great pointers I'm great at highlights and balayage, but Frankie's got some killer look going on there. So I just needed to make sure that I was brushed up on my skills, and I am psyched to do her hair.
I know. It was so funny because she's been trying to get somebody to put some bleach on part of her hairdo. Who knows what's going on over there? But she was like trying to get a bunch of different people to do it. And a lot of people are afraid, like they don't want to, you know, take the risk with her because she's, you know, she's pretty out there with her hairdo. So then she said, you know, Barb does color. I'm like, Barb does great color. I'm sure she'll do it for you.
Yeah, I've never ventured into someone with such exciting, cool hair, but I think
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be cool.
And at least I get to hang with you. So that's cool. So today's kind of cool, though, too, because even though we're recording remotely, we have a very, very cool guest.
Yes, we do.
That both Barb and I are fans of and talk to on occasion. And her name is Multidimensional Jen. What a name. Hey, Jen, welcome.
Hi, ladies. How are you? I'm so happy to be here.
Welcome. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, we're excited to chit-chat with you. I know we always talk to you just personally, but let's tell everybody a little bit about what you do and then just kind of go from there.
Sure. So what I do is called transformation specialist. And what it is I work through sound healing, and I use the sound healing to get connected to your higher self, which is your soul self. And we go to past traumas that have happened in your life to heal your current situation of what's stifling you. So I see people in color. So when I look at a person, I see them as far as where their blockages are, their chakra colors. So I work with the colors I'm seeing, and I work with the sound bowl, and we go into your traumas, and then we heal what's stopping you from being your best self. So it's a really beautiful experience, and I love it.
It's so cool. And the fact that you can do it remotely too is really cool.
Yeah, I was doing it. I was traveling. I'm from New York and I live in South Carolina now. So I was traveling to New York once a month, and I had a trip booked to LA for a lot of my clients in April, but it was 2 weeks after, 2 or 3 weeks after COVID started. So we had to cancel. So I had to find a new way to, you know, to deal with everybody. So it was through Zoom, but yeah, it comes to me. I can do it through voice as well. I can feel what is off in your chakra centers. So yeah, it was not a hard transition. It was a little nerve wracking at first because I wanted to make sure I was giving my clients my all. Right. But like I said, it's a beautiful experience, and I'm happy to help people, and it fills my heart. So I love doing it.
How did you know you had these gifts and this ability?
So we all are intuitive. It's just a matter of honing into it. When I was a child, I always saw things and, you know, very like clairvoyant, clairaudio when I was a kid, into my teenage years. But my friends, it didn't feel really good to my friends. You know, I was like an 80s teenager, and they were like kind of freaked out by it more than liking it. So I kind of put it in my back pocket and said, all right, like, I'm not even going to try to, I wasn't purposely honing in, but when you're close to people, you kind of just hone into them. So, but it didn't really feel good to my friends. So I let it go for a long time. 7 years ago, my husband got hit by a bus when he was walking to pick my son up from school.
Oh my God.
You know, that changed our life forever. My husband and I owned a clothing website, and I had owned a rock and roll clothing line. And when he got in the accident, he also was a mailman. So he had his own, you know, his own separate thing going on. And we were just kind of figuring things out when he couldn't work anymore and what we were going to do. And owning a clothing website was a lot of money. It cost us a lot of money per month. And it wasn't like in the cards for us anymore. And it started to not feel so good for me anymore. It just wasn't what my heart was in. So we started doing a lot of healing for him and myself to get through the situation. So we were doing like cupping and acupuncture and Reiki. And as I started to do it for myself, all my gifts started coming out again and blossoming.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah. So it was a good thing that came out of a really bad thing. So my husband likes to look at it that way. He's like, you know what? If he can't work anymore. So he's like, if I had to go through this for you to help other people, then I'm okay with that, which is pretty beautiful of him, you know? So
without a doubt.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then ever since I just been studying and working with a mentor and honing it. And initially I saw the colors and felt the energy. And then I started being able to work through sound to start going back into the past and working with people's higher self. So I always have my mentor with me, because I think it's important to always work with someone when you go through it, because you always want expansion. You could always be more. So I continue to work with a mentor through my to get more breakthroughs in what I do.
That is so cool. I wish I could do that.
You can do that.
I don't think so. I think there would just be a lot of static. It's funny because how did we connect with you? Was it through the podcast?
Well, Barbara and I had met in, I think it was 2005, when I had a rock and roll clothing line. I was on tour with Ozzfest, and I'm friends with their friend Dave. So I'm from Queens, New York as well. And I'm friends with their friend Dave. So Dave introduced me to them. And we had gone out to dinner and I had met them, and Barbara was just so warm and amazing. And she was super into yoga and just really spiritual things. And it was nice to have that on Ozzfest, you know what I mean? Cause that lifestyle is just different. And it was nice to find like a Zen person. And she was just really kind and nice. And then I saw
That's
her again.
Barb.
she was awesome. And then, they had invited us to Los Angeles and we went to go see Black Label in Los Angeles. So I had seen her again in like 6 months later. And then I hadn't seen her in years, but I think that's how we initially connected. Cause I think I wrote to Barbara and then we both connected through that, doing the podcast and listening to the podcast.
And I think you also did some healing work with a mutual friend of ours, Perla.
Yes, I had done. I love Perla. I love her. She's my heart. Our mutual friend, Abby, Perla and I had told me about Perla, and I reached out to Perla because she was going through the bilateral surgery that she was going through, and I knew that she needed it. So I had actually reached out to her, and she's like a soul sister to me. She's really beautiful. She's a really beautiful soul. So yeah, I reached out to her and then we just wound up becoming friends. So, and I think like that whole connection, it's always, you know, like we're all one to me. So that's how I see everybody. So I feel like it's, you know, that it's like that Kevin Bacon thing, you know, like 15 yes, people away from it. And
yeah,
a lot of rocker girls. And
yes. Yes.
And I know Frankie talks to you a lot too. Frankie just,
I love her.
You. Yeah. She loves you.
Yeah.
This morning you were saying that you pulled some cards. So do you see colors when you talk to Barb and I?
Yeah. So when I was talking to you, I always see Barbara from her truth, and I always see you from your heart, mm-hmm. you know, like working from your heart and seeing like who you actually allow in there, you know, like who you allow in there, and Barbara from her truth, who she's going to speak it to, who she's going to be honest with. And like who she's going to, who is like worth getting those words out to. Like you both, it's the same energy. It's just two different places on your body. So when I pulled the cards, it actually came out with her card being heart related and throat related, and your card being heart related and throat related. And I was like, if this isn't a yin and yang experience between the two of you,
that's so funny.
Like I pulled the. I was like, you're like soul sisters, because when I pulled these cards, I just started laughing because I looked at a picture of you and then I looked at a picture of Barbara Ann, and I was like, okay, that's what I usually do. I'll look at the picture and I'll like meditate for a few minutes and I'm like, let me pull out what serves them best. So yeah, I always see you, you're both like, to me, speaking like through a throat and a heart of allowing certain people into your life that you really trust and that you feel is worth your heart. So I see both of you like that, that kind of energy that, you know, like you'll always, you're both super kind, but that you're only going to let a certain amount, which I think is in a human experience is how you should be. So you're not going to let everybody in. You're going to make sure they earn your trust and you're going to make sure they earn your heart.
Right.
So that's how I see both of you.
It totally resonates with both of us right now for sure.
Yeah, it does. Without some people, a doubt. Some people get our kindness and some people get our bitch face.
Yeah, and we're always honest as fuck.
It's funny because yesterday I always listen to your podcast, but I don't always listen to it in order. So like I know if I don't listen, I had listened to Katie's recently and I had yesterday I just happened upon the one from the day after International Women's Day.
Oh yeah.
When you were saying that the girl wrote the not nice comment.
Right. On,
and I was like, for me, when you were speaking it, I was like, well, I always see people as mirrors. So like when someone is unkind to another person, that's their mirror. That's things that they want to do that they're not willing to look in the mirror and experience. So they have to put someone else down.
Yeah, I see that too. I feel like when people are like that, they're just projecting.
Oh yeah, it's super projected. That's what we are. We're always mirrors. When something makes us feel uncomfortable, when we're in a situation and it triggers us, it's because it needs to trigger us because we need to look in the mirror and say, okay, what happened in our life that didn't feel so good in a similar situation to this?
Right.
So exactly. A woman that would put another woman down is someone that's looking in the mirror, and it has nothing to do with size, looks. It has to do with like, instead of championing a woman, which is what we should always do, we should champion everybody, is we're going to say something negative because it doesn't feel good to us, but it actually has nothing to do with you. You know, it has nothing to do with, like, it had nothing to do with what you were doing. Mm-hmm. It's all about that person.
Yeah.
So Jen, I have a question for you. So when you pull cards or when you're doing a reading or working with someone and you see their chakras and their aura and you could tell where their trauma is, where you need to go to work on it, how do you begin to work with that person to help where they're having their issues at that time?
I always pull a card to see. So usually I book people for 4 weeks at a time. And I pull a card to see in that week what we're supposed to work on. Are we supposed to work on love? Are we supposed to work? Like you today got balance and Daniela got trust. So for that, I would be like, okay, today we're working on balancing you. Where are we filling Barbara's cup? Where are we going to fill Barbara's cup? So we're going to go back to three memories that happened to Barbara Ann that didn't feel so good that you had kept on putting other people first. And then in the end result was not good for you. So for Daniela, it would be trust. Okay. Three memories. I only do three memories at a time because it is a lot and you will mourn them that day. So you feel amazing the next day, but sometimes that day is heavy on you because you're going through things that you haven't, you're going through things that have been sitting in your subconscious for years. So trust for Daniela, we would go through three things that have happened in her life that she trusted someone in, and in the end she got shot down. It didn't feel good. And she'd be going through that memory. But once you process those memories, you're no longer holding them. So you're no longer energetically holding that in your body, which is a beautiful thing because dis-ease causes disease.
That's kind of like what we touched on with Damien. We had a hypnotherapist on, Jen. You should probably listen to that episode. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
With Damien Bertrand. And he said the same thing. He was saying that, you know, people's traumas are what's shaping their anxieties today, their past traumas.
100%. When my husband got hit by the bus 2 years later, I ended up with psoriatic arthritis. And I was feeling it before the 2 years, but it took them 2 years to figure out what was wrong with me. And it was stress because once I started doing, I never went on medicine for it. I started taking a lot of natural supplements. I went to a functional medicine doctor. I started doing intuitive Pilates. I read the Medical Medium book and I did everything natural and I don't have that. It's, I mean, my blood work doesn't show it anymore. It's not there anymore. But I was like not even being able to get off the couch. Like I had, my son went to school when I was in New York. My son went to school down the block, and there was days I had to call my friend. Like, I can't even lift my arms up. Wow. You need to help me. And that doesn't even affect me. It doesn't even affect me because now when I feel stifled, listen, shit happens every day. If anybody that's a healer tells you that everything is about, listen, I want the world to be about love and I want unity. And I see that happening in 4 to 5 years, that we're going to come together and that this divide we have is not going to be forever. And I truly see that. But the thing is, we are souls living a human experience. And that's what it is. It's a human experience. We're supposed to experience the ups and downs, the good and bad. So if anybody tells you like, oh, why can't you just snap out of it? No, you don't just snap out of it, because we have a subconscious and we put things there for safekeeping so we don't feel them all the time. But what happens is then when some other little trigger comes up, we're setting off that little subconscious memory that's been fragmented back there. Our brain is beautiful and it fragments these memories so we don't hold on to them every day. But then something else triggers it. Like if you have a fight with an argument or fight with your husband, and it's a little tiny thing, but it blows up into this huge thing. And you're like, why the hell did that end up being so big? It's because there was a little tiny piece of a subconscious memory from the past that floated forward, ended up in your memory for that day, and it triggered it. It was a similar thing. It was the same vibration. So we are energy, frequency, and vibration. So if that memory was on the same vibration as you were feeling when you got in that fight, it's going to come forward.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting, but it's made for a better marriage for me, because now I know when that happens, like I take a breath in and I'm like, okay, like let's really think what this argument is about. Like, is this really that serious, or am I being triggered from something that's already happened? So I kind of like do some breath work and breathe it in and out. I'm like, okay, this is not going to be worth the fight. And you need to walk away from this. So I'll walk away from the situation for a little bit, then come back and we're fine, you know?
Yeah, that it's so true though, because that really, like, if you take a beat every time that you're losing your shit, you take a beat and breathe and think about it, you're pretty much going to be able to figure out what's triggering you. And I think that it's so strange, because when I was younger and running my business and being so stressed out all the time and running my house, running my baby at the time, Frankie was little, 40 something employees and showrooms all over the world and running around. At a certain point, I got sick and thought that I was really, really sick and going to come undone. But really, when I think back to everything and process everything that was going on with me, it was like one gigantic panic attack. I think that happens a lot to us and we don't realize it, that the way we're living our lives and the way we're so stressed and so wound up, but we have no time to deal with that stress or anything that's going on inside of us. And everything just keeps compounding, whether it's family pressures, business pressures, money pressures, personal pressures, your girlfriends, anything. It just compounds. And the next thing you know, you feel like you're getting sick or like things are crumbling, but really it's like a gigantic panic attack that you haven't dealt with.
Yeah. And if that panic attack goes to your organs, you know, goes to and causes inflammation, then you have your autoimmune disease.
Exactly. And that's what happens. And it's what happened with me. It triggers something underlying that could have been dormant. And the next thing you know, you're so stressed out that you're triggering all kinds of autoimmune things.
Yeah. When that happened to me, it was a super wake up call for me. Mm-hmm. It was just like, I can't be holding on. We hold on to so much shit. Like, is it really worth it? Like, what do we really get out of begrudging people? Listen, we're not going to like everybody in our life. We're not going to want everybody in our life, whether they're friends or family. They're not all meant to be there the whole time. But we can wish them well, wish them happiness. Just you don't want them in your corner. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, and no one should tell you any different. It's a matter of you doing what fills your cup. Because if you're not filling your cup, you're not good for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
It's so true. You start to feel like you're failing in every area of your life.
sometimes you just have to say no to things. You know, you just have to be like, I'm sorry. I love you, but no, I can't.
That is the one benefit of age. The one benefit of age that I have discovered is saying no, is actually just putting my foot down and saying, you know what? No, I've had enough. That's enough. That's enough. And I'm done.
You know, I moved to South Carolina a few months before the pandemic started. And my husband had always said to me, you know, when we make this move, I'm happy to make it. You know, you're the one working. Like, if you want to be, my parents have lived here for 23 years and my son had never seen, you know, they saw them. He saw them like four times a year, but I was like, you know, I want to go there. I want to be closer. I love Charleston. I just have a big love for Charleston and and just like the architecture. And I was ready to be out of New York. I wanted to have more warm weather all the time. So when we came here and people weren't coming even before the pandemic, and then the pandemic happened and I like had a cry out like 2 weeks ago and I'm like, I miss my friends. Like, you know, at least when before the pandemic, I was traveling back to New York once a month.
Right.
So, and he's like, I told you, babe, when we moved here, people weren't going to come all the time. I know you miss them, but like, even besides COVID, you have to realize that you made this decision. So, and I'm like, you're right. I'm happy here. I'm super happy here. But yeah, I thought that the shift would be different, but it wasn't. And now I had to own it. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to own that shift and realize that I made a choice. And like I said, everything's on vibration. So the vibrational choice I made, you know, left me where I am, that we're not really going to see friends and family a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure when I'm traveling again, I'll see them more, but, that was a little hard to swallow, you know, mm-hmm. but it is what it is. So even like I said, as a healer working with other people, sometimes I have a difficult time going through things myself, you know?
Sure.
So it is what it is, but you know, people, when you go through that panic attack state, in your solar plexus, we hold anxiety and we also hold excitement, and they ride on the exact same vibration. Mm. So sometimes it's really hard to tell whether you're super excited about something or you're really overly anxious about it.
Or if you're bipolar.
Yes. Or if you're bipolar and feeling both. But
it's funny.
That's it. That's in the head though, not the stomach. So.
You know, there was a time not that long ago that I called you and I was like, okay, Jen, help. I'm like, I'm having some serious relationship situations, not with my husband, but with friends or people that I thought were friends. And it was really just, I mean, I don't even know why I cared so much. I actually had a different healer actually say to me, why do you even care? And I thought, you know, that's really weird. So it must be something deep in my subconscious. And I know one of the things that you said to me was that, you know, you could help me while we were talking, but you gave me homework. So is that something that, you know, because ultimately, I guess the goal is to get people to be able to help themselves in addition to, you know, your guidance. What are some of the things that you give people for homework that they could really start to do some self-healing?
So solfeggio is my first. Solfeggio frequencies is something that Gregorian monks in the 1800s or even maybe the 1700s used to use to chant. Solfège is a musical scale. So it comes from the musical scale of do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Yeah. So it comes from that musical scale. So what it is each solfeggio adds up to 3, 6, and 9, which goes back to Tesla, at energy, vibration, and frequency. So each of the solfeggios, my favorite is 528 HC, which resonates with your solar plexus, which is personal power, and resonates with your heart, which is love. So that's my favorite to recommend because that really even keels you if you have some anxiety and you're going through heartbreak or heartache or any of that. But there are...
And that's a meditation.
It's a guy. I recommend Glenn Harold. Glenn Harold has a great app called Solfeggio. He's a famous hypnotherapist. Mm-hmm. And I always, to my clients, I make them download his.
I think that's the one I downloaded.
You have that one because yeah, I think I have given it to Frankie.
Yeah.
YouTube sometimes gets a little sketchy with it. They're not always, there's some good ones on YouTube, but they're not always in the proper frequency. So my friends that are producers always say, don't really recommend, you know, don't recommend YouTube for people to use it. So these actually work with your subconscious and help the fragmented memories become whole and process the memories. So you will get some side effects the first few days, some shaking, some anxiety. There will be some stuff that comes up because you're moving stagnated energy. Mm. So if anybody tries this at home, just know, or you can contact me. I can send you, I have a little side effects list for my clients. You'll feel a little anxious the first few days, but after a few days, I've been using it for 4.5 years. I sleep like a baby. My 9-year-old uses it. My husband uses it. He uses 174, which is a pain relief one. And yeah, that's my first recommendation. My second is, if you're going through a lot of self-love issues, mirror work. You know, Louise Hay is 21-day mirror work. I ask my clients to do it for 30, just to kind of really situate it in that you're looking at yourself. You're going to look in the mirror, and you're going to look in the mirror, and I always make them do it pretty much naked. Like, I'm like, okay, bra and underwear or underwear.
Oh God.
You're going to look in the mirror. Yeah. Cause it's not easy to face yourself like that.
You're no.
You have to look at yourself. So I make my clients stand, and they laugh at me when I tell them, but I'm like, you're laughing at me now, but you're going to call me tomorrow when you're crying in the mirror. So, and it's because you have to look at yourself and you have to really say, like, I love all of me. Like, I love the way I look like, that's like, if I would have known what that girl said to you, that's what I would have told her to do. I would have been like, can you do this affirmation in the mirror for me and see that this is you, not you're putting this, you're spewing this on someone else.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have my clients do that, but it is life-changing when you do that. And you really need to take a good look at what you've made of yourself. Like, what has become of you? Why are you feeling so bad of this beautiful soul and body you were given? No matter what you look like, you were given this for a reason. So love it.
I love that.
For those of you who, because we keep referring back to what that girl said, for those of you who didn't hear that episode, I talked a little bit about, someone wrote a nasty comment on my Instagram and just said something like, you need to dress your age and dress appropriately for your age. Nobody wants to see your old lady parts. I didn't get mad or upset. It kind of inspired me to talk about it, because for me, I always think that that comes from a sad place, that I never think that that comes from an angry place. It comes from a sad place that somebody else is in order for them to have to said something like that. Something.
Yeah. It comes from an insecure place. Yeah. It has nothing to do with you, but I know you, like, the beauty in both of you is just incredible. And that's inside and out. So I just feel like, and it has nothing to do with that. Like, I have a big ass. Like, I've owned my big ass. It is what it is. Like, it's who I am. It's who I've always been. I eat well. I do my stuff, but I have a big ass. And so, and you know what? In general, nothing to do with my body. The person I am, I'm not for everybody. Right. Some people really love me.
Danielle's famous line. She says that all the time.
Yeah. Like, I'm not for everybody, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. I'm totally okay with that. I get that. I understand that I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay with me. As long as I'm Barb's cup of tea. And
you guys are, I'm serious with these cards, soul sisters. Like, this isn't the only life you've been in together. I can tell you that.
Really?
Yeah. For 150%.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so,
I kind of feel that way. And the reason why I think that too, is there were so many years that Danielle and I should have known, we should have met, we should have known each other. And it came at such a good time in our lives, that I think that maybe we'll get it right in this life, you know? So I do believe that. And I believe a lot in astrology, and Daniela's an Aquarius and I have an Aquarius moon. And so I feel more my Aquarius moon than I feel my Scorpio sun. So I think that our paths crossed at the right time for a reason. I mean, you know, I feel like when you get past a certain age, you aren't usually gifted with your special people that you're supposed to have. And, you know, a lot of times it's like, if you don't meet them when you're younger, or, you know, when you're in your formidable years, you don't have those connections that are so deep. And I felt that kind of instantly with Daniela, and I definitely, our time together, I really just I love it.
When I pulled the cards, my envisionment of the two of you, and especially with the balance and the trust card, because I feel like that goes hand in hand. And one of you got one, one of you got the other. If you look at the cards, because I know I sent you a picture, is like two circles, infinity circles surrounded by a heart. And the other one is balanced, like the yin and yang. And it's like, basically it's two people. Like if you look at these cards, it's two people together. And to me, that's not you and your significant other. That's the two of you together. So it's your, cool. It's your friendship. Like it's your friendship together and how you have that balance and trust together that you have each other now to lean on when you do go through difficult times or when you don't feel so good, you know, in something, you have each other to be like, yeah, this doesn't feel so good to me. And you can kind of hash it out with each other. And yeah, having a beautiful friendship later in life is really nice. And I thank Clubhouse myself for that because I've made so many beautiful friendships on there during this time that wasn't feeling so good to me because I missed my friends and family so much. And to be able to be on there and meet soul sisters and brothers that are just energetically beautiful together. And I know, Barb, I think, Danielle, you've been in rooms too. You've been into some reading rooms that we've done together.
Yeah.
We just kind of like work off each other really well. And it's nice to have that, you know, it's nice to have that with everything going on. But you, yeah, I see the two of you when I look at these cards, I see the two of you in almost like a very royal setting in the past. Like you had some like royal ties, like royal ties. When you eventually do your PLR, Barb, I feel like there's some kind of like royalty in your background. And I feel like Daniela is there with you somewhere.
And that was your seamstress, Barb.
I don't know about that. But
I was doing up your corsets in the back. I don't know.
That's so funny.
Jen, I wanted to ask you, a lot of the questions that we get from our listeners is a lot of women are going through menopause, and a lot of women and men too talk a lot about not being able to sleep and sleep deprivation. Like that just seems to be huge right now. And I was wondering if you have a good meditation, because you mentioned that you sleep like a baby, which meditation would be good for people to try that are having sleeping issues?
For women, if they're going through menopause, I would recommend 417 HC, because that's your sexuality, reproductive, and emotional area. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be a good one. That's 417 HC, Solfeggio. For men, I feel like they live in their minds a lot. So I would do 852. Mm-hmm. You know, they sit in their head. And so I would tell them to do 852 HC.
I feel like these meditations really help a lot. As sometimes when I get home from work and I'm super stressed out, I will just go and lay down in my backyard on a chaise lounge where it's quiet and I can hear, you know, the water trickling from my pool. And I just put on the meditation. I put my headphones on and boom, I'm out.
It really is just a balancer. You know, it's
just like centers you a little bit.
Yeah. It just is it's a good, I have a bunch of sound, like every week I buy a new sound, like a sound bowl fiend. I went from like a clothing fiend to a sound bowl fiend. And I love doing that every day. So if you get your hands on a good, like a good quartz or brass metal sound bowl, and that's something that takes literally when you wake up in the morning, you just grab it and you just do 5 minutes. Close your eyes, 5 minutes of sound meditation. It just aligns your energy center. You know, it just gets you aligned to be good for the rest of the day. And the same before bed. Yeah. Like if you feel like you went through a lot of shit, then again, before bed, do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's there's like a stigma behind meditation that it has to look a certain way, that it has to be someone in a crisscross position on the floor looking a certain way. And that's amazing if that's what you do. But meditation is walking on a beach, putting your favorite music on, being out of your head. That's what meditation is to me.
Ooh, that's really good. Okay.
Yeah, just to quiet everything.
Yeah, right? Quiet your mind. Meditation is quieting your mind. So whatever way you can do that is going to be good for you.
Yeah, that's very, very hard for me to do. I talk a lot about this on the podcast, is that I can't even do yoga because I find myself doing lists. When I'm doing that, I have a hard time shutting off. So the meditation for me on headphones is great because it just busies my head enough to kind of get me out of my own head.
Yeah, that's why I like, you know, you could do Solfeggio without the guided meditation, like Len Harald. Yeah. But I feel like he's helpful because he is guiding you. So he's putting you on a path instead of you just listening to the frequency. So it's, yeah, I think it is, I think it's a great way for me. I have always been more into Pilates than yoga. Mm-hmm. So Pilates have,
Pilates.
Yeah,
I do too.
Pilates are life-changing. And we just bought a Peloton yesterday. So that just came yesterday.
Ooh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm super psyched because I love spin, but I haven't found a good spin place here. So, you know, I used to do it in New York. So I was like, I need to get my butt in gear. So we ordered a Peloton. So I'm excited to start that today.
I would love to get like a Pilates reformer at home, but they take up way too much space.
Yeah,
they're big. Yeah, they're big. We happen to have a bigger size bedroom, but it doesn't take up a lot of space because the back wheel isn't really like a wheel. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, like more of a mechanism, and then it's just the front wheel. So it's not very cumbersome at all. So it's definitely good. And the screen is really large, and my husband wanted it more for, it's hard for him to do anything with his back because he's really injured. Mm-hmm. So he's going to like a chiropractor now and doing stuff, but he can't run. He can't do an elliptical. He can't do any of that stuff.
Wow. That must be really hard.
So yeah, it's hard for him. And, he's hoping that he can try to do something on here that will help his back. And for me, I love classes. So I'm glad that you get the live New York classes.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. You know,
amazing what technology can do today. You can stay home and do all this stuff.
Well, I mean, look, we're able to connect right now.
I know.
I have another question for you, Jen. You do a lot with crystals. Can you talk a little bit about crystals? Because, you know, I think people don't really get that they're not just pretty rocks. They have an energy and a vibration. And you've been so, you know, you work with them, you create jewelry. And I know that I've felt the energy from crystals before. So it'd be cool if, you know, the Honest AF show audience can know a little bit more about crystals.
Absolutely. So I see crystals in color. So crystals are the same thing. They are from caves. They have a vibration to them. So those vibrations, different depending on the crystal, help us. So something like obsidian or onyx hold negativity for us. So if we're wearing it and we're around that person that's not exactly the person we want to be around, that has that really heavy energy, the stone is going to soak it up for us before we're going to feel it. So it's like a shield for us. Amethyst, similar to amethyst, the same thing. It wards off negativity, but also amethyst is a great sleep stone. So that's a great stone to have next to your bed because it's calming and it helps aid sleep. Rose quartz is a great romantic stone for the bedroom. You know, if you're looking to amp it up, get a piece of rose quartz in your bedroom. it's also just a great self-love stone to wear. So I do things by color. So basically rose quartz is going to be for the heart because the heart resonates with pink and green. Onyx and obsidian resonates in black, which is your root chakra, which is your traumas, your ego grounding stability. So that's going to be for that. If you're doing something for your sacral, your reproductive sexuality area, emotion, you're going to do something in the orange to browns. So you could do like a red carnelian, an orange calcite. You can do for your solar plexus is yellow. So I always love citrine for that area, or a tiger's eye. For your throat area is blue. I'm very connected to lapis lazuli. That's my fave. And that just opens up your communication. Lapis also is great for a third eye because it's a very psychic stone. So it opens your third eye up. Sodalite, same thing. Great for communication and speaking your truth. For your third eye, another good stone is amethyst, which, like I explained already, is a calming stone, but it also works with your third eye. And then for your head, selenite is great. Clear quartz. Selenite clears all energy. Selenite is great to put above the doorway when you first walk in the house because it clears the energy of whoever's walking in. Selenite is great to clear your stones. You can get a selenite plate and put your other stones on it to clear the energy, because after you are around people whose energy is heavy, you want to clear those stones.
Yeah,
and clear quartz is the master healer. So that's the healer of everything. So it amplifies any other stone you're wearing. So if you have a piece of clear quartz on, and then you have an amethyst on, it's just going to amplify the energy of it.
Oh, this is so interesting.
It's so awesome. I love the whole thing with the colors and I light candles for purpose. So I do the same thing with the candles. There's a purpose for the color that I light, but
Jen is like talking dirty to you right now.
Yeah, right. Totally. Super excited about all of this, but yeah,
I'm gonna send you, Barbara, I'm gonna send you my friend has a company called the Mother Realm candle, and it's candles and it has crystals in it.
I'm all about it. I'm an open book. I'm pretty easy to figure out what I like. I laugh when people say to me, "Oh, you know, it's really hard for me to get a gift for you." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" I'm such an open book. Cards, candles, crystals, anything like that. I'm all about it. I love it.
I love that you've always been, like when I met you in 2005, that you always had that Zen spiritual nature to you. You know, like you always had that, just that centered energy that was beautiful.
That's so funny that you noticed that in 2005, because that's right when my husband was in the thick of his alcoholism and my life was in shambles. But I try. I'm very good at disassociating and being
steady, Eddie. You're always kind of just, people can rely on you.
Oh, thank you. I try. And I guess if I'm helping other people, then I don't really have to look at my own shit. So that might be the real reason behind it all.
No, but I think you were always, when we came to Los Angeles with Dave, when we were staying with Dave, and we came to the show with you guys, I feel like you always owned it. Like you always said what was going on. I don't feel like you tried to hide it. So when you're not hiding it, you're not holding it in your energy system. Mm. You're able to be that way. You know, you're able to still be good for everybody else, because you weren't like holding on to it. You recognized what was going on and you were like, okay, this is going on. We're going to deal with it. But you were still able to be good for everybody else.
I think I have a gift for detachment.
Yeah.
So I can look at things like as if I'm looking at them. I mean, we've all had experiences where we've had some sort of trauma where we're watching everything happen from up above and we're not like part of it. And I think that I've pretty much been that way most of my life, where I've had it, you know, I think of it as a gift to be detached, but, you know, some people tell me that maybe it's just because I'm in denial, but who knows? I try to be of service to others and then I don't have to really look at my own self. So I know that that's part of the reason why I love when I actually talk to you, because I have to, you know, talk about me and I have to figure it out. I mean, I've been to counselors in the past that they're like, okay, so we're 45 minutes in an hour and we still haven't talked about you at all.
Whenever I met you, you were always great. I don't know. I just had a good connection with you. I guess I see people's energy. So I always saw your heart. I always saw the beauty in your heart.
Yeah.
So
okay, you know. So see that, haters? I have a beautiful heart.
You do.
Absolutely. So does Daniela.
Daniela and I know that about each other, whether other people think that we are aloof or not.
Well, just so you know now, from today on, when you have those haters, you know, just if you decide to engage in it, which I wouldn't even engage in it, but if you did, I would just be like, you know, this is a mirror of you.
Yeah.
This is a mirror of you. That's it.
I tell that to my little guy all the time, which he's also learned in martial arts, which is, you know, he goes for Jeet Kune Do, which is, you know, Bruce Lee's methodology and his, I guess it's basically more spiritual practice. And that's what they tell the kids there, is that, you know, when there's a bully or someone that is, you know, being disparaging, it's because they're feeling really bad about themselves. And I mean, social media just gives them leeway to, you know, speak all their evil, horrible things without having to have any repercussions to it, you know? So,
yeah, social media is, I don't even let, Trev is, you know, he's on, he's 9 and he'll do like Fortnite and, you know, stuff like that. But I try to keep him out. You know, he'll be like, "Mom, let me play with your TikTok and stuff." And I'm like, you know, I'm not really ready for you to do that yet, because he's such a good soul that I'm like, I'm just not ready. He, you know, he gets it in school already because he's the new kid here. You know, he was so set in New York and he's already getting it here. Like someone tried to pull him off the handlebar. He's already broke his wrist once in New York and someone tried to pull him off the handlebars a few weeks ago in school, like rip him off that, and he almost fell. But he came home and I'm like, well, what do you want me to do about it? He's like, I don't want you to do anything. I can handle myself. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. He has half blue, half pink hair. You know, that's definitely not the norm in Charleston, South Carolina.
Not in South Carolina.
No, but I, you know what? He wanted it. He's like, I want my hair half blue, half pink. I was like, okay. I want him to be who he wants to be. It's not for me to decide who my son is, you know?
Right. On this show, we always ask everybody the same kind of questions, and we ask them what they love best about themselves.
I always lead from my heart. Mm-hmm. My intentions are always true. That's my favorite part of me.
Nice. That's beautiful.
Is there a product that, or anything actually, that you simply cannot live without?
MSM powder.
What is that?
MSM powder is methyl sulfite. We produce it in our body naturally, but over time we don't produce as much and it heals permeable tissue. So it's been great for when I was going through the autoimmune disease, but it only works as far as you take it. So it's really good for your skin. It makes your skin look beautiful. It helps joint pain.
Is it a supplement, Jen?
Yeah. It's MS. Okay. The pills don't work. They do not work. Don't bother getting them. A lot of times the pills will come with collagen in it or with chondroitin in it. They don't work. The powder is miraculous. You can go on Amazon and just get it you just get a powdered organic version of it and it works. You put it in your water. It's a little bitter, doesn't taste bad, but it really is life-changing as far as joint pain, as far as the beauty of your skin. And that's a supplement I can't live without.
Wow.
Very good to know. Thank you.
We need to know about that. We need to investigate, Daniela.
And it's also good for just this time with COVID and stuff, because it is a detoxifier of your body. So,
That's so great. Thank you.
What is the main, do you have like a main thing that people come to you for?
Trauma, trauma stuff that, or building a business when they want abundance and they don't know what's stifling them.
Okay. So people could really talk to you about anything, whether it's trauma, anxiety, bettering themselves, their business questions, anything really.
Yeah. Anything that would come from your higher self. Like I said, your higher self is your soul self. Your soul self is your heart. Your heart doesn't have, all of our chakras have duality except our heart. Our heart has no duality. So that's why when you're asking yourself a question, if your eyes are open, you're in your ego. If your eyes are closed, you're in your heart, and you'll get your true answer, because there's no duality. There's no wrong or right. It's just what you really know. It's your true knowing.
Wow. So,
I love that.
Yeah. You're so enlightened. I wish I was like that.
You are. It took me a long time to get here. Believe me, I'm a Queens, New Yorker girl that had a lot of bad stuff happen. But it took, like, 1999, Jen was not this, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, the height of my enlightenment is, you're causing me grief. Goodbye.
But that is pure. It's protective. So I think that's amazing to be able to do that, you know?
It's that, or just having no patience anymore. you feel the clock ticking. You're like, you know what? I don't have time for this now.
Yeah, but I do agree. I agree with Barbara. And I feel like if you feel like someone's energy doesn't feel good or a situation doesn't feel good, is it better to engage in it or is it better just to walk away?
Yeah. I mean, I really truly feel like it's a gift I've been given with age, is that I just don't have as much tolerance for bullshit. So, you know, when I feel someone's energy is not aligning with mine and it's just becomes a waste of my time, then I think, you know, it's either negative or a waste of my time. I don't want it.
No, and you shouldn't have to have it. Yeah. That's what it is. We're allowed to walk away from people free and clear. And like I said, the only thing that as an enlightened person, like you called me, I would just say, just send them love, whether you want them in your life or not, just send them love, send them healing, send them, you know, send them well wishes that one day they will heal and realize the wrongs that they did.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I love that. Thank you, Jen.
Tell our listeners how they can find you and get more information.
I'm on Instagram, Multidimensional Jen. I'm on, if you're not on Clubhouse yet, everybody join Clubhouse. It's fantastic. Multidimensional Jen on Clubhouse. And I have a TikTok too. I'm not as active on there, Multidimensional Jen. And my website is multidimensionaljen.com.
Awesome. I know Frankie just loves reaching out to you and her little chats with you. And
she is so beautiful. What a beautiful kid you have raised.
She is special, special soul, that child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, thank you so much, Jen, for chatting with us. It was so great.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you both.
We appreciate you. And thanks for doing our show. And you, of course, will hear from us off mic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this episode of Honest AF Show, please make sure to hit us up on our socials, Honest AF Show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and honestafshow.com is our website. If you have any questions about this episode or any other episodes or any episodes you would like for us to do, or if you have products you would like for us to review or chat about, let us know. Hit us up. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.